This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver Broncos will soon have former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice as part of its ownership group. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
Rice is best known as the only black woman to serve as U.S. Secretary of State. She worked as part of the Bush administration from 2005 to 2009. But she's no stranger to Denver or football. Rice grew up in the city and has previously served on the selection committee for the college football playoff. Now she's joining a $4.7 billion deal to buy the Broncos. The new ownership group is headed by Walmart heir Rob Walton and members of his family. The NFL's other owners are expected to approve the offer in the coming weeks, according to ESPN. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Another Colorado business deal seems to be in trouble. That's the merger involving Denver-based Frontier and Spirit Airlines. Frontier CEO told other executives this weekend that the deal is a long way from getting approved by Spirit shareholders. Frontier's bid is competing with JetBlue, which has also made an offer to buy Spirit. Governor Polis talked about wildfire prevention Monday and one group that's receiving funding from the state. CPR's Paolo Schalsiter reports.
A group known as the Colorado Youth Corps works all over the state to remove trees that could act as fuel for future fires. Their work is funded by the Colorado Strategic Wildfire Action Program, which was granted over $17 million from the state legislature last year. Polis said this kind of program isn't possible without the cooperation of Colorado landowners.
I encourage everybody to do their mitigation as well and seek out help from their fire district or from the state.
COSWAP has so far funded 49 public-private fire mitigation partnerships across the state. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, CPR News.
There's more at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.